I'm going to invite the deacons who are serving to come. And while they are coming, I will tell you that this meal is for anyone here who desires to follow Jesus. It is not limited to members of this church. You're all welcome to partake. We will pass the elements one at a time and eat them together. And there is gluten-free bread if you have need of that. I'm not going to say a lot today other than we've talked about this theme of the finger of God, like God coming to touch us. And it's a gift from the Lord that we get to have this meal that is touchable. We got little pieces of bread. We can touch it. We can taste it. We've got this cup. We get to hold. We get to taste it as we drink it. It makes it concrete. It makes it tangible for us. Jesus died on a real cross and shed real blood because he really loves us. And we have the opportunity to do this together. Later on in Luke's gospel, Luke tells us the story of that first meal that Jesus had with his disciples like this. It was a Passover meal they'd done a bunch of times, all of them had, to celebrate God delivering the people from slavery in Egypt. But Jesus did it again with them, and he put new meaning in it because he says this is about him and what he has come to do for us. And so Jesus took the bread, he gave thanks, and he said to them, and he says to us, "This is my body given for you." I'm going to ask John to pray for us for the bread before we receive together.
Come, Lord Jesus, for yes, you are coming soon. We ask your blessing upon this bread in remembrance of you. May we take this bread, this body of Christ, for each one of us. And as we take it, may the finger of God be pointing to us, and we do this in remembrance to be touched by your holy presence and your spirit, each one of us as individuals. Come, Lord Jesus. May the grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen.
Jesus says that he's the bread of heaven who came down to give life to the world. Let's eat together. After the bread, Jesus took the cup and he said, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." A new covenant, better than that one on the tablets of stone written by the finger of God. As good as that was, this one's better because the terms are based on what Jesus has done for us. And we willingly receive what he has done for us. This is the new covenant in my blood poured out for you. Deborah, would you pray for the cup for us?
Dear Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you died for our sins and shed your blood, Lord. Even though it was a cruel thing for you to go through, Lord, we just are so grateful for you. We're so grateful that you're our Savior. And we just pray that you'd be with us as we take this in remembrance of you. Amen.
Scripture says the life is in the blood. Yes, it is. Let's drink together. Our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for meeting with us here and now. And we thank you that because you have met with us, that we cannot get away from it. Are we for you or are we against you? And we are so grateful that though we don't deserve it, your blood has paid for it all. And all we need to do is receive the wonderful gift of the forgiveness and life that you give. So I pray that each heart in this room would be open to that if we haven't been already. And that we'd all declare, yes, we're on the side of the one who is the finger of God on the move. And we pray it in your precious name. Amen. I'll invite the deacons to stand in your pews. Don't sit in your pews. You have to stand right back up again.